Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Your artist of the day on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. What's this? Wait a minute. Cirque du Soleil is filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Let me grab my glasses here.
I love those shows.
Cirque du Soleil announcing this week it was filing for bankruptcy protection, blaming, quote, immense disruption and forced show closures. As a result of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Montreal-based entertainment company also said it was entering a, quote, stalking horse agreement with some of its existing stakeholders. Quoting here from a news release from the president and CEO, Daniel Lamar, for the past 36 years, Cirque du Soleil has been a highly successful and profitable organization. However, with zero revenue since the forced closure of all of our shows due to COVID-19, management had to act decisively to protect the company's future. They have furloughed 3,400 employees, and they are now being laid off.
You know, the one Cirque du Soleil show that I always wanted to see, it's been on my bucket list forever.
Beatles Love.
We get to Vegas. I cannot wait to see Beatles Love, and it's on hiatus.
They shut down Beatles Love on March 14th.
It is supposed to be so good.
Let's see here. What else do we have? Oh, Kelly told me about this one because she's in the healthcare business. Leavenworth Cushing Hospital is closing its doors. St. Luke's Health System announcing today it is closing Cushing Hospital in Leavenworth on October 1st. I believe that leaves only St. John's in Leavenworth. The announcement comes after health systems across the country have been grappling with the unexpected costs of preparing and managing the COVID outbreak. St. Luke said the significant financial impact of those actions has forced many healthcare providers to make difficult decisions in how to realign care and services to continue to serve patients. Now, dare I go this route?
Well, this is a much bigger issue than just this hospital, Scott.
Now, in Leavenworth, because I'm familiar, there is Munson Army Hospital on Fort Leavenworth, okay?
Okay.
That primarily serves people who, well, who are we kidding? It only serves people who are in the military or formerly military. You have St. John's, which is right across the street from the VA, and the Melissa Etheridge Monument. I digress. And then you have Cushing in Leavenworth, which is on sort of the west side, central west side of Leavenworth. If we were going to spend $2 to $3 trillion to keep things open, why would we not spend money to keep a hospital open in a city
Because, Scott, you are
50,000 people, and I need not remind you that Cushing also serves Lansing, which has a population of over 10,000. So we're talking about a metropolitan, if you will, area of roughly 60 to 70,000 people.
You are looking at this story in a vacuum just over how this affects Leavenworth and Lansing. Smaller town hospitals are closing at a stunning rate around the country, Scott. And someone way above our pay grade would have to call in and explain why they cannot keep up with staff demand. This was before COVID, this was happening. And so what ends up happening is the rural populations that were already underserved now don't have hospitals to go to. It is a health crisis. I know crisis is overused. That the rate with which these hospitals are closing is a crisis. And so what ends up happening is your population centers will continue being healthier. The big cities will continue being healthier. And the rural, poorer towns will continue dying sooner than they should. The population and the towns.
Well, but Leavenworth is not a rural city. Leavenworth is a big town. I mean, Sam, will you look up the population of Leavenworth? It's over 50,000.
Listen to this from NPR. Small town hospitals were already closing at an alarming rate before COVID, okay? But now the trend appears to be accelerating just as the disease started to arrive in rural America. They were talking about Decatur County General that just shut down in April, being the ninth small town hospital to close just in 2020.
Okay.
And according to a report released by the Chartis Center for Rural Health, nearly half of rural hospitals were already operating in the red before the COVID crisis.
Leavenworth is not a rural community. I know that people think, Leavenworth, I've never been there. You have no reason to go there. I understand. I've been there. I lived there.
Did you?
Yes. Leavenworth is not a small town.
How many did you say were?
I said it's over 50,000.
36,000.
Okay. 36,000 in Leavenworth?
Yeah, so it's smaller than Leawood.
So then add in Lansing, which is right next door. There's no difference. So look up Lansing. And then, of course, Fort Leavenworth is, God knows how many people live at Fort Leavenworth. I think
almost 12,000 in Lansing.
Okay, so now we're looking at 48,000 people, right? Why are we not providing for Cushing Hospital to stay open?
Because you would have to be providing for Cushing Hospital times thousands of other hospitals that are closing too.
You're right about that, Danny. You're right about that. By the way, Scott, you are misinformed. Munson Army Hospital is now just a clinic. They do not do inpatient anymore. Okay. You know what? Forgive me for not having been to Fort Leavenworth in 30 years. When I was there, it was an Army hospital.
Small town hospitals have struggled to stay open because of perennial challenges facing rural America, like depopulation and demographics. Because rural communities tend to be older and poorer and sicker and less likely to be insured, high deductible insurance policies are very hard on rural hospitals.
Leavenworth has dropped about 7,000 in population in the last few decades.
Okay.
So we've talked about this before on the program, where the population centers in the United States continue to get bigger and the rural areas continue to get smaller. And with that, it's not just the mom and pop thrift store and grocery store and gas station that are closing down. It's hospitals.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. Sam, look up the population of Leavenworth County.
Keep trying to make this a big city, and it's not going to happen.
I didn't say it was a big city. I didn't say that at all. What I'm saying is it's a city that is large enough that it needs two hospitals.
Do you want to guess on the county population?
80,000.
81,497.
Here's the other piece of the puzzle that we have to make part of this conversation. It's not just the hospitals closing. It's getting physicians to agree after med school to move into underserved areas. Mm. And without forgiving loan debt or something like that, how do you do that? How do you do that when all of these physicians are ready to go out into the world? How do you get them to agree to go into an underserved population?
There would have to be incentives.
There has to be incentives, but I don't know that there are.
576-7798 if you guys want to weigh in. Dana Wright, Sam Oliver, Stevie the Third.
Hey, that's my name.
I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. I think was the year on a Tuesday throwback. 86 on a Tuesday throwback to the '80s. Jennifer calling in from Leavenworth. Hello, Jennifer.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you guys?
Well,
today?
We're doing quite well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Well, I just wanted to let you know it's even worse than you're thinking. Cushing was getting ready to close before the pandemic, so they were in trouble already. But I had an emergency situation where I went to St. John's just last week with gallbladder pain, and it turned out to be gallbladder pain. And they could not even help me there. They found out what was wrong with me and then sent me on to Providence because they didn't even have anybody who could take out my gallbladder there. So even a common, what's fairly common procedure now isn't even available here.
So when that happens, did they package you up in an ambulance and send you on your way, or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they said, well, and it wasn't like lights and sirens. It was like, you've got a blockage that has to come out, and the only way to get it out is to have your gallbladder out. So we're going to send you there tonight, and you'll have your gallbladder out tomorrow.
And then what is the charge for that ambulance ride? Do you know yet?
I don't know yet. This just happened last week.
Well, and the reason I bring that up, Jennifer, is it's one thing if you have an emergency and you dial 911 and you say, I need an ambulance. That's one thing. It's another thing if a facility says to you, we can't help you, and then they put you in an ambulance because they can't handle it and move you along to someplace else. I mean, to me, that's an unfair financial burden on the patient.
And I even asked them if my husband could drive me there, and they said no, that I had to go by ambulance.
Why?
So, why?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was maybe liability. They realized that something could become emergent at any time, and maybe thought that if I didn't get there, then they had liability. I'm not sure.
Yeah, that
seems... They didn't even use lights and sirens. They just took me there.
Yeah, that seems awfully unfair.
Sandra and KCK, you get the last word. Hello, Sandra.
Hello.
Hi there.
Love you guys' show.
Thank you. It's yours. Thank you.
I wanted to stress that I believe the government, in their COVID financial plans, held back millions and millions of dollars to help hospitals with the COVID-19 problem. If you take a look, and I'm not going to give you an amount because I can't remember for sure whether it was a million or a billion, but...
Well, I can tell you a million would not go very far, but okay.
I know, so I think it was a billion. I mean, that's not what the government gets. That's what HCA Corporation is receiving from those funds. I believe there are 7 hospitals under the HCA umbrella in the Kansas City metropolitan area. Little to none of that is evidently getting to rural hospitals.
And I found another article from Public Integrity that says it is the lack of insured patients that has wreaked havoc on small and rural hospitals' balance sheets for years, especially in the states that did not expand Medicaid. Then came COVID. And in this story, they talk about a smaller hospital that closed in Springfield.
Missouri?
Yep. They laid off 200 employees. The hospital served many low-income residents with no insurance and just could no longer afford to stay in business. And Springfield, Scott, is a city of 167,000.
Oh, it's a big town. Big town. It's bigger than Topeka. Telephone number here is 576-7798. Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. I'm Scott Parks. I'm KMBZ. The band was and is Guns N' Roses on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Don't forget, we're doing Terrible Joke Tuesday coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. So you can go ahead and start sending in your jokes now to 913. You have to text them in. 913-576-7798. 576-7798. Go ahead and start texting in your terrible but arable jokes now for Terrible Joke Tuesday coming your way at 4:45. Story here that Dana headlined, because apparently she's doing her own headlines now. I think she's like a newspaper editor. The headline is, Bison Will Kill You.
Accurate.
The story reads, and that was not the original headline, a 72-year-old California woman was gored by a bison in Yellowstone National Park. The woman approached the bison to take a picture and got within 10 feet of it multiple times before it gored her on June 25th. She sustained multiple wounds, was treated by rangers before being flown to Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center. The news release said the woman approached the bison several times near her campsite at Bridge Bay Campground in northwest Wyoming. The bison then charged.
This is the second time this has been in the headlines this month. In Montana, someone sent in a photograph from a good distance away of a family, Scott, holding the hands of two small children. I'll show you the photo. Look at this. Looks like a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old, and they are walking toward a herd of bison at Yellowstone. Mm. And I remember this. The story was posted Friday, June 19th, and the man is actually wearing a baby on his back. So he's with three children, like a 6 and a 7-year-old. There's a baby in a little backpack carrier on his back walking toward the bison. It said Yellowstone issues warnings every year, telling people to stay away from the 1 to 2,000-pound mammals. Almost 5,000 bison were spotted around Yellowstone last year, and the park's website says they can be aggressive. They are agile and run up to 30 miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
They were talking about tracking that guy down and finding him. I think he should be charged.
Charged for walking up to a bison?
With a baby and two children, yes. That's called child endangerment. And yes, the 72-year-old woman, that's on her. But the guy walking with the baby and two kids, you're too dumb to breathe. Charge him with something.
Okay. The other story that Dana wrote the headline for, man with small penis loses car.
$300,000 car. I was making a generalization. Continue on.
The headline on this story is, man with small penis loses car. We're not entirely sure which is worse, crashing a brand new Toyota Supra that isn't yours or crashing a brand new Lamborghini that's only been yours for all of 20 minutes. Well, just a couple of weeks after somebody pulled off that first stunt, another poor soul now knows how it feels to experience the latter. According to the West Yorkshire Police, I'm assuming this is out of UK.
It's Yorkshire.
According to West Yorkshire Police on Twitter, one UK driver picked up a shiny new Lamborghini this week, a Huracan Spider to be specific, only to be involved in a wreck on the M1 motorway, just a sitcom episode's worth of time later. Before you all jump to the easy conclusion that the new supercar owner had to have been driving recklessly, they were apparently doing nothing of the sort when this happened. Instead, police say the Lambo was stalled due to mechanical failure before being rear-ended by an innocent motorist, completely destroying the Italian convertible driver's side rear end and knocking off an entire wheel.
Now listen to this. He'd only been gone from the dealership for 20 minutes.
Correct.
It doesn't say if he owned the car or he was test driving the car, but my guess is he owned it, because if you're going to test drive a $300,000 car, there would be someone sitting from the dealership in that seat next to you. Am I wrong?
Most likely, yeah.
Are you insured like the second you drive a car like that off the lot?
No.
I mean, how does that work for real?
You purchase the car and then you get insurance on it and then you go to get it titled. Well, I don't know how it works in the UK, but it sounds to me like he didn't know how to work the paddle shifters and that's why it stalled.
The car was 20 minutes old.
Mm. And then this one, headlined by Dana, Kansas fish have herpes.
Also accurate.
From the Associated Press out of Osage County, Kansas, state wildlife and park staff are collecting and testing samples from fish carcasses to determine whether a herpes virus is behind fish kills in at least two Kansas lakes. Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism staff say they have confirmed die-offs at Pomona Reservoir in Osage County and Hillsdale Reservoir in Miami County. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that common carp are the only species that appear to be affected, leading staff to believe that the herpes virus is the cause. The virus has no effect on other species, including, thankfully, humans.
Try explaining that one to your husband.
By the way,
went fishing, came home with a little something down there.
Why are you scratching?
I got a big one. Oh, yes, you did.
AMC Theaters, the nation's largest chain, is pushing back its plans to begin reopening its theaters by 2 weeks following the closure because of COVID-19. The company said Monday, yesterday, that it would open approximately 450 U.S. locations on July 30th and the remaining 150 the following week. The company had planned to begin opening theaters in mid-July, but last week, the July theatrical release calendar was effectively wiped clean when Disney and Warner Brothers decided to delay the releases of Mulan and Tenet to August dates.
You know what? Why? I understand why open the theaters if there are no big summer films. You know, we're kind of getting to the end of the pipeline where Corona happened and nothing was being shot, and now there's nothing to release because no one's working in Hollywood, right? But Scott, I would go to a theater. I've done it before on a couple of anniversaries of movies to go see a movie at the theater, like an older, great movie.
Sarah went to the drive-thru the other day to see Footloose from 1984.
Any of those. I would absolutely go do that.
Hmm.
Why do they not reshow films at theaters?
Netflix?
They did a Grease sing-along once in a theater. You can't really sing along during Corona. I saw Jaws at the theater on the 30th anniversary of Jaws.
If you could pick one movie to see in the theaters again, and don't screw with me. You know that seeing it in the theater is better than seeing it at home.
Yeah, if it's you've not got a rom-com or something.
You got the surround sound. You got the big screen.
You got the bzz, bzz, bzz. Sometimes your chairs do that.
What is the one movie that you would want to see in a theater? It doesn't have to be your favorite movie, okay? I'm just asking you, what is the one movie that you would want to see on the big screen, surround sound?
I mean, anything where anything's exploding.
Top Gun.
Yeah, that's gonna be mine.
Or Iron Eagle, remember that? Play that tape. Remember Iron Eagle?
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad. What was his name? Louis Gossett Jr.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Iron Eagle was so good, they made an Iron Eagle 2.
Yeah, straight to video.
I'm not going to go Top Gun.
Okay.
I love Top Gun. Saw it in a movie theater in London the first time I ever saw it. I'm going a Star Wars movie. And I think I'm going Empire Strikes Back.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If they did a Fast and Furious marathon at the theater.
No.
Scott, kids would flock to go see that.
You get to pick one. No marathon.
Then it'd be Jaws.
Jaws is your...
That shark pops out of the water. I crap my pants every single time, and I know it's coming.
The CGI is just as bad on the big screen as it is
on the TV in your house. It is not bad. That is not CGI. That was a real shark, or half a shark.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
That was not a real shark.
Real enough.
Wow. Okay, I need to have a conversation with Boss, because I actually believe that Boss has gone through our audio file and removed certain files.
Like what?
Somebody wrote in Blazing Saddles. So I was going to play Where are the White Women At? And it is gone. It has been removed. The S-word PSA has been removed.
Speaking of, I want to remake that.
We should remake that.
I'm telling you, I think Boss has gone through our file and deleted things that he thinks are unacceptable.
Titanic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would see that at the theater again.
That's been back in the theaters before. I saw it in the theaters.
Ooh, Rocky.
Ooh, I just got one. We're forgetting a big one.
Animal House?
No, Saving Private Ryan.
That's a good one.
You have to see that opening scene in a theater.
Boss, if you took out the files that I put in here, I am upset.
It's okay.
Where are the white women at?
I don't think he would go through that much effort.
When we get back, it is Terrible Joke Tuesday. Your jokes have to be terrible, but they have to be arable. The telephone number here is 57, the text line is 913-576-7798. 913-576-7798. All right, let's do it. It is Terrible Joke Tuesday. All you have to do is make sure your joke is terrible but arable and text that thing into 913-576-7798. Sammy boy.
Yes.
Have you heard about my new favorite band, 923 Megabytes? Yeah, probably not. They haven't had a gig yet.
Wow.
Speaking of Footloose, did you guys hear I changed all my passwords to Kenny? Yeah, now they're all Kenny logins.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
How do lumberjacks know how many trees they've cut down?
I don't know.
They keep a log.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, brother?
What do you get when the queen passes gas?
What do you get when the queen? I don't know, Sam.
A noble gas.
Hmm.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What does it take to be a successful doctor?
I don't know. What does it take to be a successful doctor?
Lots and lots of patience.
Dana.
Yes,
Scott. Have you ever wondered what is the last thing every Tickle Me Elmo gets before he leaves the factory?
No.
He gets two test tickles.
Thank you for pausing through that one.
Sam, why does a chicken coop only have two doors?
Well, I don't know.
Because if it had four doors, it would be a chicken sedan.
This one doesn't make a lot of sense, Marion, but I'm going to read it. Sam, did you hear my friend? He died drinking milk.
No, I hadn't heard.
Yeah, you might be asking yourself, how did your friend die drinking milk? The cow moved. Marion?
You got stepped on.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana.
What did the fisherman say to the magician?
What did he say?
Pick a cod, any cod.
Get out.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's going on, buddy?
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh?
How many tickles does it take to make an octopus laugh? Sam, I don't know.
10 tickles.
Wow.
Dana.
Yes, Scott.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Mm-hmm. One is heavy, the other's a little lighter.
Hey, Scott. Which is faster, hot or cold?
Dana, I don't know the answer to that.
Hot, because you can catch a cold.
Hey, Scott.
Hang on, Sam.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What do you call the security guards outside of the Samsung store?
I don't know. What do you call them?
The Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sam.
Yes, Dana.
What did the photon say when asked if she needed to check a bag?
I have no idea.
No thanks, I'm traveling light.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
What do you call a fish that only has one eye?
I don't know.
It's still a fish, you idiot. You called a fish.
I like that one.
Hey, Scott.
Dana.
Did you know that milk is the fastest liquid on Earth?
Did not know that.
Yes, it's pasteurized before you even see it.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
What is a skunk's favorite sandwich?
I don't know. What is a skunk's favorite sandwich?
A peanut butter and smelly.
What? That doesn't even make any sense.
According to the text line, it was from his 3-year-old.
Oh, well, then that's okay, that made funny, really, and good we are sense. Laughing
we loved
hard.
It. Ha, 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 ha.
You guys are mean.
Ha, ha, ha.
Scott, why did everyone enjoy being around the volcano?
Dan, I don't know why people would enjoy being around a volcano
at
all. It
was just so lovable.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What do you call it if you get the coronavirus twice?
Ooh, what do you call it?
Dos Equis.
It doesn't even make sense.
Hey, Sam, what did the big flower say to the tiny flower?
I don't know. What did the big flower say to the tiny flower?
Hey there, bud.
Coming up on the 5 o'clock news. Sam Stevie III, ladies and gentlemen. Dana Wright. I am Scott Parks, and that was the worst rendition of Terrible Joke Tuesday we've had in a long time.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.